Listen. It's the postman. Now, calm yourselves. Listen. As soon as he opens that door, everybody make a noise like a registered letter. Then he collect us and put us in his sack. Then we can cut our way out. Clear? Good.
Okay. Shh. Blue cross, blue cross. Go.
Well, it didn't work, did it?
Of course it didn't work. Somebody was making a noise like an unstamped postcard.
Me?
Yeah, you fool, Eccles.
Play my violin, Eccles.
9 bitter months later.
We've got to get out of here. We've eaten all the food parcels. And all the brandy's gone.
And I want to sell my collection of postcards.
Look here, lad, admit it. We've never had it so good.
That's not the point, Major. We set out to do a job and...
And?
You're quite right, you know. We never have had it so good.
Of course, look here. Any more parcels of whiskey or brandy left?
None.
Curses.
There's only one parcel left from a fellow called Jack.
Who? What's in it?
A rubber dinghy.
Oh. A rubber dinghy? We've saved ourselves! Now we can sail out of here.
But we haven't got any water, man.
Eccles, any parcels of water?
No.
Then we'll have to dig for it.
Spend it, Sigurd.
Ah, yes, they don't call me an idiot for nothing.
You mean you pay them?
Only by check. Quick, hand me that new matic drill.
I ain't got a new one.
Well, hand me an old matic drill. Thank you!
Boy, hey! Don't come over, folks.
For the benefit of listeners without radio sets, it should be explained that although they are unaware of the fact, Major Bloodnock and his confederates are drilling for water straight through the base of the pillar box down to the bed of one of London's famous underground rivers. Will they find it?
They've fallen into water!
Now, are we all on the dinghy? Good. We must keep a listening watch for police submarines. Eccles, switch on the Asdic.
Right, Alfred.
I'm not Fred.
Well, I ain't Dick.
This is mutiny.
Do as I say, Dick. Switch on the Asdic.
Okay, Dick.
Listen. Oh. What is it? Oh. Good heavens, it's Ray Ellingbaum. Oh.